There's never an inconvenient time to take our cares to God. No matter where we are in our spiritual walk, whether in a season of distressing hardship or joyful celebration, in everything by prayer and supplication give thanks. We're to let our requests be made known to God, Philippians 4 and 6. Our Heavenly Father is always ready, willing, and waiting for us to reach out to Him. Because not only does He listen, but He also wants to speak to us. When we have a regular practice of prayer, we train our minds to dismiss the distractions of the world and focus instead on the sufficiency and power of God and His promises. It may feel awkward at first as we approach His throne of grace, Hebrews 4 and 16, and we may not know what to say, but God is kind, and in His presence, we will find peace for our souls and guidance for our daily lives through prayer. Our relationship with God can supply us with the most joy in life. We can experience that kind of meaningful connection with our Heavenly Father at any time. We want to encourage you to develop a daily habit of prayer. It will help you to learn that God is ever present in every season of our life. And with that, we will receive the blessing of communing daily with our Heavenly Father. Our relationship with God depends on our own initiative. To receive answers to our prayers, we must first place our faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. Because God is holy, our sins have separated us from Him. However, when we repent and believe that Christ died on the cross to pay our sin debt in full, we can then enter into a relationship with God and can then converse with Him and be confident that He hears us. Thus is our prayer life. The bottom line of all prayer is that the access to the Father is only available through Jesus Christ, the one mediator between God and people, 1 Timothy 2 and 5. Jesus Christ came to open the door for us so that we could have a relationship with the Father through Him. We can confidently expect answers to our prayers according to His will and in His time. The one thing we should do is we should put prayer first. Prayer is the entry to talking to God Himself. Before we make any significant decisions or any activity, prayer is in order. Prayer is one of the most critical events in our lives because we're talking to the sovereign God of the universe. He understands how we feel, knows what we think, and has the power to intervene in every area of our lives. Our quiet time with God empowers us to face any challenge of the day. When we make prayer a priority, we receive many benefits. Through prayer, we've received comfort. Through prayer, we find guidance. And we also have confidence through prayer. Intimate and useful prayer life never happens accidentally. We must intentionally take the following steps. First, we should schedule a time for prayer. It can be challenging to focus on prayer when the demands of life are knocking at our door. You may need to rise early in the morning before anyone else is awake, or stay up late at night after everyone else has fallen asleep. The object here is to have some alone time with our Heavenly Father. Having some quiet time with your Heavenly Father is essential. Some of the areas of concern for our prayers, some of the focuses of our prayers. Number one, we should pray for others. Sometimes God gives us a burden to intercede for someone else. We should acknowledge that and pray for others. Although we may not be able to help the one who can help, we can appeal to. The Lord can help. Number two, we should trust in God's power. Jesus said that an earnest prayer of faith has the power to move a mountain, Mark 11:23. No task in harmony with God's will is impossible to perform when we believe in Him. Whatever God commands us to do, He will supply us with the strength and resources to accomplish. Our Heavenly Father, He's protecting, supporting, and providing everything we need to obey Him. Number three, we should pray for direction. Which way to go? What decision to make? The Lord wants to guide us into His plan for our lives when we will ask Him for direction. He will not show us the entire course, but He will provide the next step. To receive further instructions, we must be willing to obey whatever He's already revealed to us. As we keep walking with God, the path will gradually unfold to us, and we will see the direction we should travel. We should also pray in accordance with the Word of God. Effective prayer is anchored in the Word of God. If we try to pray without it, our requests may not be wise. However, as we consistently read the Bible, the Lord will show us how to pray wisely and according to His will. Another area of what we should do is we should have a place to pray. A private little sanctuary. That may be your front porch, your back porch, your bedroom, your bathroom. It doesn't matter. As we establish a habit of prayer, we also need to pick a quiet place of worship and communing where we'll not be interrupted. Christ went into the wilderness to be alone with His Father. But for most of us, it will probably be in an area of our home. Wherever it is, it will be like an altar where we meet with God to share our concerns and fellowship with Him. Because Jesus lived an itinerant lifestyle, His place of prayer changed as He traveled. But prayer was always a priority in His life and should also be in ours as well. Now here are some of the features and benefits of having a dedicated space for prayer. One, it becomes a holy place. When we habitually meet with the Lord in the same place each day, it becomes sacred because it is set apart to worship and commune with Him. Some of the greatest things He accomplishes in our lives are the results of the relationship we have with Him in that secluded place of prayer. This place, it's where we battle, where battles are fought. Every time we go through stressful situations or conflicts with people, we should bring our concerns to our Heavenly Father and engage Him in helping us to fight our battles. We need His guidance, we need His assistance, and His wisdom to know how to respond and what to do. There will be times when no one else can help us. However, He is always there to comfort, always there to strengthen, and to encourage us. This place we've chosen to commune with God is where we deal with our sins. As we open His word and our hearts become before Him, we have an opportunity to confess our sins. Remember, all have sinned, and ask Him to convict us with anything in our lives that is contrary to His desires for us. All have sinned and fallen short of the grace of God. As we pray, we must give the Lord time to speak to our hearts. Sometimes He uses passages of His word to convict us, to encourage us or to direct us. And at other times, His Spirit communicates inaudibly with us in our hearts. This place, it's where we develop an intimate relationship with the Lord. There are times when we pray with others or together as a family, but it's only in our private times with the Lord that we grow to know Him intimately and have the freedom to honestly and openly share our hearts with Him. Prayer is the most essential activity of our lives, communing and fellowshipping with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's where we lay down our burdens. God daily lifts our weights and carries our concerns and forgives us of our sins when we confess them to Him. It's a place where we cry over trials and our heartaches. When we go into our prayer room and cry out to God, He understands and mends our broken hearts. It's where we forgive others. The Lord not only forgives our sins, and that helps us battle through our hurts so that we can forgive others. It's a place where we find strength. In this holy place we've designated, we have the privilege of discussing every area of our lives with God. As we pour out our hearts, our sorrows, and our burdens, the Lord comes to strengthen us. Having a dedicated place to come to before God helps us focus and prepare our hearts to hear from Him. Even when we are on the go, we can set aside a time and a place to talk with God, which should be our most significant priority every day. We should be devoted to prayer. Scripture repeatedly tells us to devote ourselves to prayer, Colossians 4 and 2. Devotion requires that we not only set aside uninterrupted time for prayer, but that we also think seriously about what we're asking. We must give God the time and the attention He deserves to have a growing relationship with us. Because when we put Him first, everything else falls into its proper place. If there's anyone prepared today to obey the gospel, or standing in the need of prayer, or ready to grow closer to God Himself, now is the time to stand and come forward as we rise to sing our song of encouragement.